Welcome back to the Carson Anderson Show here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator with you, taking your calls at 248-539-9797. Same thing with the texts. I saw that today was, there's a couple of national days. Like every day you look at calendars, like three different national days. Today there were two that were interesting. National Hot Dog Day, because I love hot dogs, so I got no problem with that. But the one that that I think we have a discussion about, today is National AI Day. It's National Artificial Intelligence Day. I'm curious what people have to say about AI and how it's being used. And are you concerned about this? It seems like on the surface in a lot of applications, I think it's awesome. I think it's incredible. Helping for medical breakthroughs. It can help do, you know, some sort of scientific testing. It do it at an exponential level. I think in some ways it can be great for medical breakthroughs and for technological breakthroughs and all types of stuff. It can be great. Where I don't like it is that it's being used to dupe people with voices. People that are using it for nefarious things like scams, and that's concerning. And trying to keep up with the technology is really tough. I think that artificial intelligence, AI, today is National AI Day. I think that it might be a bit of a polarizing topic, but I'm curious what you folks have to say about it. 248-539-9797. I saw a study a couple of weeks ago. I couldn't believe what I saw. It said something to the effect that like 90% of students are using AI to write papers and to do all types of stuff for them at school. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I get it to use it as a tool. But if you're using ChatGPT or whatever it is to write your own paper, I mean, what are you getting out of it? You know, or are you getting a lot out of it? Is it actually, I have it do that and I'm able to read it and I'm able to understand it better as opposed to reading through, you know, five chapters in a book. I can have it summarized. I think there are some better applications for it, but I worry about this whole scam part of it because the scams are getting so much more elaborate now. I used to have a lot of fun answering the phone and just messing with the people on the other end of the line, knowing I'm never going to give them my information, but it would be fun. But now some of these things, like they're cloning the numbers on the phones. They're using different voices on the phones now that try to make it sound like it's an actual person, even though you know it's a recorded voice. And I get concerned for people that are of the older generation that don't know any better. They don't know how this works. And that they're getting taken advantage of. And you see every day more and more stories of this coming out, more and more alerts. Hey, you know, be on the lookout for this scam that's taking place. And you have to look at, you get emails and you think it's from one source, but it's really not. You have to look very carefully at where the email came from, where it originated from. You go into your spam folder. It's amazing what shows up in there. It's just in a lot of ways, you know, artificial intelligence is helping people, but in a lot of ways, not for good purposes. But just curious what people thought of that. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Also talking about the All-Star Game festivities and how you enjoyed the All-Star Game last night. I thought it was great. So much to like about it. The automated balls and strikes system that they used for the first time. Tarek Skubal is the first one to use it. In All-Star Game history, and it worked to his advantage. All the three calls I saw that went were all overturned. Players knew better than the umpire, and I thought that was cool to see. And yet the fact that we were only like three of them in the whole game, I thought also spoke to how well the umpires are doing their job. The swing off to determine the winner of the All-Star Game, I thought that was wildly entertaining. Three players from each squad get up there for three swings, see how many home runs they can hit. Thought that was cool. We've talked about the Lions as well, a little bit of the Jared Goff stuff, his ranking. He's a top 10 quarterback, according to this ESPN survey they did with coaches and executives and players that all got involved with this, and they said they have him rated as number 8. I don't think it's terribly far off. I think I could live with it being a number 8. I think he's definitely a top 10 quarterback. Like seeing that. Got Lions rookies are reporting to camp today. Big story out of that is we're going to see whether or not Tate Ratledge reports. Is he going to sign a contract? Because a lot of these second round players have not signed contracts because they want them guaranteed. And there've only been a couple of signings so far. Everybody else in the second round has basically said, nope, not yet. And it's just a real interesting thing that's going on right now. It's actually going on with Cincinnati with their first round pick, Shamar Stewart. We'll get into that a little bit. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Let's go to the phones. And Ryan is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Ryan.
Hey there. I just had something to say about the AI. I get it sometimes maliciously. It is wrong, you know, whether it's the voice or the pictures and stuff like that. I think as a tool, especially with, you know, the ability to look up information and have it be correct, it's like a textbook, you know. Nowadays, if kids are using it to write a whole page of information for them, yeah, that's wrong. At least to look up the information, get something out of it that way is fine. And even when I was in school, I remember the teachers were saying, oh, you're never going to have a calculator on you at all times. And look at us now. You know, we got the smartphones and stuff.
Yeah.
So I do think that it is something that helps us, at least if you're not using it to do all of your work. You know?
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Ryan. I appreciate it. I think there are a lot of great applications for AI, and I'm all for it in a lot of ways. I think certainly it can help with medical research and things like that. It's great. You know, to give you an answer in a pinch, you know, a little trivia, I like that. Sure, it's fine. But I do worry about the scams and stuff like that. That concerns me. But, you know, there's a lot to like with AI. Vern, you're next up in Detroit. Welcome to 97 on the ticket. Hey, Vern.
So, how's it going? The ChatGPT is one of the most amazing apps in the business. I use it for kids' homework, my new workouts. You know, it's an amazing tool for self-motivation. But however, I also am a fan of The Matrix, iRobot, and every other AI movie that has ever came. I am for the ChatGPT because AI is going to become self-aware and it's going to wipe us all out. So I decided to befriend AI because one of the most scariest documentaries I've seen was on the race to perfect AI with the military. And the technology and the AI that we see in our normal, average, everyday apps is nothing compared to what's coming down the pipe when it comes to science, defense, everything else. Oh, it's only a matter of time before Arnold Schwarzenegger steps into a bar and takes a guy's motorcycle because he's been sent from the future. AI is the future, and I want to be a pet instead of a cattle. It's going to wipe us all out, but I love it.
Thanks, Vern. I appreciate it. I totally understand what he's saying. Ken, got to watch out for the T-1000, man. It's coming out.
Dude, I find it funny that, I mean, he admits it. It's going to take us out, and he's okay with it. This is why we deserve to be get taken out. Are you kidding me?
But he's right on so many. I mean, the what it can be used for in defense.
Sure, but here's the thing.
It's terrifying.
Well, Gator, I think the core of most things is for the good. Like what we can do, right?
Right, 100%.
But at some point, the bad outweighs the good. The cons outweigh the pros. And I think that's what AI is personally. I think this is a way deep topic. I'm surprised you even brought it up. I was hoping you meant Allen Iverson Day because that would be much more fun to talk about. But since you're talking real artificial intelligence, long story short, I don't think this is a good thing for society. I just don't.
Thank you.
This will end poorly for us, the people.
Yeah, I wish it could just be limited to like only the good, but of course that's not how life works, you know? But the scenario Vern brought up, it's terrifying, man. It's RoboCop. It's happening.
Oh, yes. And he's okay with it.
I mean, Yeah, you see videos online of where it has gone haywire. Like there's some robot that has gone haywire, and it's not like a movie. It's actually like somewhere, you know, in some lab, they're demonstrating something, and all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute, that moved way too fast. We didn't expect that, and uh-oh, look out, he's taking out the entire lab. I just thought it's kind of fun to bring up because today is National AI Day. 248-539-9797.
Gator, it is time for break.
Yes, it is. 97.1, The Ticket.